Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. There's a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Hey, Nitro.
Oh, there he is.
How you doing, boys?
Nitro, you just missed it. So Mikey lost his fantasy football league, and in his fantasy football league, there's a punishment for the loser, and he was the big loser of the league, and as a result, he now needs to take a sensual photo shoot and make up a 12-month calendar with said photos.
Wait, I think this is breaking up. I think the word...
No, he said sensual, yeah.
Yep. No, sensual?
You heard Billy correctly, yes.
I believe the actual phrasing, and Mikey obviously can correct us, was in various forms of undress is what
various
this photo shoot has to be in.
Various stages of undress, yeah.
So, Nitro, let me tell you what I'm thinking. If we can use your body with Mikey A's face, I think we're on to something. Can we do that?
Let me see, Mike. You want to see all
oh,
that?
Oh, boy.
That's
nice. You look good. I mean, where are my steroids? I mean, seriously.
Well, you know, Stu, it's more than just testosterone. It's a full package mm-hmm. of peptides, exercise, diet. Look, I wish that the bean was magic enough where you just take a little bit of test and look, this is a lifetime's work, Stu, but you can do it. You can be all you can be. Sign up now.
I can't.
Is there any way I can do it in a short weekend
right
before this calendar shoot?
Yeah.
I'm saying we just, like you said, I think Photoshop is incredible right now. If you want to use my body or Ice's body from the Gladiators, that would even work.
Mikey, take him up on the offer. What are you waiting for? Say yes.
I might have to, yeah.
So when you say various stages of undress, can you explain that to me?
It's a very good question, Nitro. It is. Yes.
Mike, I directed a movie. Maybe I can, help be like the cinematographer and let you know.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. What movie did you direct, Nitro?
It's a movie called Looking for Bruce. No, it's not behind me. It was about 20 years ago. I wrote and directed and produced it. It was won some awards. It was fantastic. It was an action pick.
Okay.
I'll share the clip sometimes with you. I cut a guy with a credit card. What you got in your wallet? Ha, cha, cha. Blood spurts.
Very good.
Of course, blood spurts. Wait, so Mikey, explain to him what it is you have to do. He asked a question.
Every time I try to answer, you interrupt me still.
Well, I mean, he directed a movie. I had no idea. I'm sorry.
You're doing
blood
it again.
Splurting. I mean,
Nitro, you were the triple threat in this movie. I see you also were starring in the movie. Director, writer, and star of the movie.
We just don't want Mike to squirt in this movie.
Three-tool player, Billy.
Yeah.
If Mike squirts in this movie, it's going to be a problem.
Oh, boy.
Mikey, what kind of positions do you have to...
So here's the theme I'm thinking of. I'm thinking movies and television. So I'm thinking one of them is going to be me in a clamshell bra, Little Mermaid, you know, up on the jetty, water behind me. That'll probably be like July. Maybe a Baywatch running scene with Nitro's body instead of mine. You know, that kind of thing.
You're stunned. Clam and mermaid.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, Nitro, I'm certain your fantasy league, which we'll get to in just a second, has some form of punishment for the person who finishes in last place. If it doesn't, then I would suggest a new league. I mean,
yes. Yeah, so it's stand up comedy live somewhere. You have to do a stand up routine. Oh,
that's wow. That's hard.
Wow. Yeah, that is hard. Yeah. And. Like who's gonna have to do that? Do you want to name names? Like who's
I think it's Juan. Juan's gonna have to do it, and he's in last place. Just Juan.
Okay,
just Juan.
I think we should ask Juan to come on, work the bit out on us. Okay, yeah. All of us, you included, Nitro, and we'll tell him if it's good or not. Okay, can we try that with Juan?
Yeah.
Does Juan want to trade with me?
Well, you know what? Juan would trade with you. I met Juan at Horse Power CrossFit, so the guy is kind of in shape. But he's named the Wanald after the Donald, but his name is Juan.
Got it. The Wanald.
The Wanald. Yeah. I ended up... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that plaque behind you, is that from Muscles of Mayhem being number one on Netflix?
Yes. Muscles of Mayhem, number one on Netflix, number six globally. So they sent me a little plaque and some popcorn.
That's nice of them.
Very nice. Seems like you
deserve
more. Can
you eat popcorn? Yeah, can you eat popcorn?
Yeah, wait. I've got the box. Do you want to see what they
said?
Yes. Yeah, hold on.
Do we want to see?
Yeah, I hope I'm not. Well, so at first, let me get back. I didn't even.
I love this.
Nope.
There you go. I hurt your back, Nitro.
You okay?
No, you
post
you know
for
what?
Calendar shoot.
That is a big box.
You know what? I don't know if you guys know, I'm 59 years old. I'll be 60 this upcoming year. Jesus. And
so jealous.
I had back surgery 5 years ago where they did a major back reconstruction. They did, they fused the bottom and then the next two levels up, I did advanced disc replacement. But for some reason, I got this thing in my mind that I could still lift and, I said, let me see how much I can deadlift. And without even maxing out, I pulled 375. Wow. Not bad for a guy 60, right?
Not bad at all. Are you kidding me? Okay. What is max out for you? Or what used to be max out for you?
So deadlift was something I was never great at when I was playing football because it's something we didn't do. We squat, we bench. So I would squat 500 for about 8 reps.
Jeez.
I benched 476. Then when I was 52 before the back surgery, and it didn't cause the back surgery, a car accident did in the years, but I deadlifted when I was trying to get to the CrossFit Games 480.
Wow, man.
Something like that. Okay. Right. So when you produce and create a show on Netflix and you're part of the team, they send you a gift. And my friend who's done it a couple times said they sent him a blanket. So they sent me this big box and I thought it was going to be a blanket. So I didn't open it for weeks. I go, I don't need another blanket. But it's actually pretty cool. We're doing the actual unboxing here.
This is very exciting. Wait, you do not know what's in the box, Nitro?
Wow.
No, I opened it after a month, but I've never shown anybody. I've never told anybody. So this is the actual unboxing. I didn't post on social or anything like that.
So again, this is a box that Netflix sends you when you have a number one show, right?
Or just a show in general. So
any show.
The plaque would go in the center here. The plaque would go here. That's on the wall behind me. Mm-hmm. And then they send you...
Oh wow!
Popcorn. That's Moët. Champagne.
Champagne. Popcorn. Said plaque goes there, and this piece is looks like it's popcorn, right?
Yeah, more popcorn.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's the box they send you when you produce a show on Netflix, and I think it varies for everybody. Mm. You know, if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, they probably give you a Hummer. That sounded kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know where that was going.
They send you a Hummer. Jeez, they give you a Hummer. But you know what I meant.
The car, right?
Yeah, the car, the car.
Yeah, vehicle.
I'm going to get a...
Okay, I'll start making jokes left and right on
that. I'm still getting canceled after this show.
This is going well.
I'll never be... I'm unhirable. We talk about Mike squirting. We talk about Arnold getting a Hummer.
We didn't talk about that. You talked about that, Nitro.
No, I'm so canceled.
I talked about it a little.
I'm so canceled. Well, you know what's going to get us canceled is you in a Speedo, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, clamshell bra, but yeah.
You know what? It might not.
I feel like with Nitro here, Nitro, do you have like an extra, you know, onesie or something that he could wear, like an American Gladiator outfit that he can put on there for the photo shoot?
Yes. Wrong question. Do I have a onesie that would fit Mike? Is the right question.
Right. I think if it doesn't fit, it's even better.
Mike, I will send you one of my uniforms as long as you promise to dry clean it and send it back.
Okay.
How many uniforms do you have? How many uniforms do you still have?
I think I have three. So that would be fun. I can show you the different ones I have on another call, another episode, and then we can like vote on which one I should send him. Because
the episode with Juan. Right.
Yeah.
The episode with Juan. Because I have one that if you look at the first year of Gladiators, the one in that picture right behind us, it's like a bolero. And it's little red hot pants. It's two pieces. I think I have it. It's a bolero that just covers the men's boobs, and then a little red hot pants. And then I also have the white full outfit and I think just a spandex tank top with sequins with red pants. I think those are the three that I have.
Okay. And so are they nearby? I'm not saying I want to do it right now. I'm just wondering, are they nearby or?
Yeah. They're in the garage. I have all that stuff left from the docuseries that we
all right. You want to do it next time you're on with us, or would you like to go get them? Okay, next time.
No, let's do it next time, and then maybe we'll get Juan on as well.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So last time we left you, Dan Nitro Clark, you were, I think, headed in. It's your first season of fantasy football, and I think you were headed into the postseason. Mike Wright has helped you, fantasy footballers. He has helped you along the way with your draft and pickups and. You were debating whether or not you should pick up the Muth or not. That's the last time we had you on. So what has happened? Tell us. And I imagine your fantasy league is over now. So tell us what has happened since then.
I made it into playoffs. I ended up, what did I end up? I ended up fourth in the league with a record of 10-4.
Wow.
We got into the playoffs.
Good.
And I won the first week.
Wow.
Let me look back and see week 16, the semifinal. I won the quarterfinal. The quarterfinal, 132-88.
Domination. Oh, wow.
Look, Brock Purdy came through, had a great week. Debo came through. Uh-oh. Devontae came through. So it was a great week.
I know Devontae Adams had one catch for 4 yards the next week.
Yeah. Well, the genius here did not play Devontae. Week 16, I was like, no, I'm not playing Devontae. So the semifinal you're right. So the semifinal, I did not play Devontae, so I was smart. But I ended up sticking with Purdy and Debo against the Ravens.
Oof.
And, you know, I know the metrics said to play someone else. And I think maybe that's why I didn't win fantasy, because I'm like a loyal guy. You know, I said, hey, Brock and Debo, I rode you guys here. I'm not going to dump you at the first chance of, you may not perform for me. So
dance with who brung you.
Yeah, I did. I kept
Nitro. I got to tell you, no one in your spot would have sat Brock Purdy. I mean, he had zero touchdowns, four interceptions, but he was so good every week leading up until that game. There's no way to sit him. You didn't take him to sit him.
Who is your backup?
Murray, who had 24 points.
Yeah, right. But you still would have played Brock Purdy.
You have to,
yeah. Purdy, and then Debo. You know, I benched Adams. They both were, you know, Adams had 1 point, 1.5 points, and Debo had 9. So then I went on to the next round, right, to play for third and fourth place. And again, I stuck with Purdy and Samuel. They're playing Washington, Debo. They did okay. Where I made the mistake, and this cost me because I only lost by 8 points, so 131 to 139, is I made two, these might be what you call rookie mistakes. One, I didn't put Debo back. I mean, I didn't put Devontae back in. I stuck with Mike Evans.
You stopped caring, right? You stopped caring. It's okay. It happens, Nitro. I've been there. I mean,
you know what? I went on a bunch of the different websites and looked, you know, who should I play, Mike Evans or Devontae, Mike Evans or Debo, Mike Evans or Rashee Rice. And all of them said, do not play Devontae. He was like number 25 in receivers.
Right.
And he ended up like with 37 points.
He had 13 catches for 126 yards and two touchdowns. Oh, Jesus. Well,
just so you know, Sunday morning, and I'm sure this happens to a lot of people, I had Devontae in there. Sunday morning, 9 a.m., I have Devontae in my lineup. And I went on and read all these sites.
Don't do it.
And I didn't trust my gut, thinking like, okay, look, this is Devontae. He had a crappy game the week before. I know if I'm that guy who has a crappy game, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to ball. I have something to prove. And that's what my gut said. But then when I listened to all these experts, I took him out and I put Mike Evans in, and that cost me.
Okay.
The second rookie mistake.
By the way, Kyler Murray had three touchdown passes that week too.
So yeah, he had 30. So he would have put me at about a tie. But you can really sit Brock Purdy against Washington?
No.
But for Kyle? No. So here's the rookie mistake, which I think you guys would not have done this. I had kept two defenses. I had Buffalo and I had Las Vegas. Las Vegas has been killing it the weeks before. Defensive coach, who's now the interim head coach, they've been getting 15 to 20 points. Buffalo hasn't been doing anything. So I said, I'm going to take a risk. I think Vegas is going to play for their coach. Last game, his audition. I put Vegas in. They get 1 point. I keep Buffalo on the bench, who gets 17 points. Cost me the game.
Oh, Jesus. That's so fantasy football, man. It's very frustrating. It is. I mean, it's all luck. That's it, Nitro. I'm telling you, don't read. Like, the more you read, the worse you're going to do. Just trust Mike Wright. Trust your gut, and that's about it. Okay?
Yeah, that's good advice. So first time out, I did well. I ended
semifinals.
Up in fourth.
Yeah.
I ended up in fourth, and that was – it's interesting. Like you're saying, it is luck because I probably, out of 10 guys, I had the seventh lowest total points. A lot of guys had more points than me, but it was just a week-to-week matchup.
Right. That's why in our league, we have whoever has the most points in the league, even if they don't win the league, they win a percentage of the pot because that represents who the best team is, whoever scored the most points.
Right. We did that as well. Okay, we did. The guy I played had the most points. But what's interesting is, like, it's any given week, the guys first and second who are playing for first and second,
right,
they scored like 95 and 108 points in the final game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else would have beat them that week.
So weird.
It's just so weird. So it's frustrating. You know, the great thing is, look, I got to chat with you guys. You know, that's been so much fun for me this season. I watch more NFL football than I've watched in, you know, 20 years. It brought me really back into the game. My son, my 12-year-old, he had his own fantasy team in a free league, and it gave us a good conversation point at the dinner table, much to Mom's chagrin. You guys are talking fantasy again.
Right. You just leave the room. At least you're talking, you know.
Yeah. So it's been a good run. I'm gonna play again next year. Good. I have to get with Mike Wright earlier. He was invaluable, and I also made the mistake of not asking Mike Wright about those last two things. Should I take a risk and play Oakland, you know, over Buffalo? I should have texted him because he's been responsive. He's been a friend, and I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate him.
Well, we appreciate him as well. We love you. So are you – you had a good first season. You're going to do this again. You don't see yourself stopping. Is there any player on your team that's now dead to you, meaning you will never draft that person
great
again?
Great question.
Yeah.
Probably Devontae.
Yeah. Really?
Devontae, I won't.
Disappointing. I had him too, Nitro. I had him too. Yeah, he was up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, he was up and down. He still finished well. But I learned I didn't have a good running back. I didn't have a solid, you know, not everyone's going to get CMC, but I didn't have a solid, you know, top six, seven running back. And I think having one of those dogs in the house, you know, really, really helps week to week.
Yes.
And I think I would pick somebody. Again, I didn't know who was available. I ended up with the kid from Atlanta as my, you know, first running back. And I think Bijan he was like my second pick. Yeah, Bijan, I think, was my second pick.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. It's for all the amount of brain power and thought and being up early in the morning at night. Is this the right guy? Reading different things. You know, my only – I don't know if this is like with you guys the same thing. My only hope is next year is I don't quite – do that as much and I still play the game.
Okay, I'm 15 years in. I do it same every year for me. I mean, yeah. I won't sleep if I
you're gonna wrong, have that if I put the you're wrong gonna person, have that you know? Thirst until you win the championship, Nitro.
Yeah,
and then you and drop the mic and walk away.
No, then you want to
walk away.
Then you want to repeat. Yeah,
and you do it just as much.
Yeah,
maybe a little more.
Not more.
You join exactly. 5 weeks, right?
And you start getting
and
cocky.
You start and giving out advice
because you think you figured it out. And Nitro.
That's awesome, guys. Well, guys, I appreciate you guys. I look forward to your calendar with bated breath, Mike.
Oh yeah, you want a copy, Nitro? Maybe we can make an extra copy for you.
I'd actually like that.
Well, hold on. We need to do. He needs to pick an outfit, so we have to do that next week.
Yes.
I mean, we need 12 outfits.
Right.
Well, I have. I'm going to contribute one, and my He'll birthday is May. My birthday is May, and May
I
is
can definitely
like you
do
know
May
when,
as a gladiator.
When the sun when the sun's out, guns out. It's representing the change of seasons. So we're going to put you in a gladiator uniform. We can have Laura do all that offline and figure that out, and we can. I'll try to get Juan on for us.
Yeah.
So we can go over.
Oh yes. Routine. Yes.
What
you might need more than a week to put it together.
That's fine. We'll whenever Nitro, whenever you're ready, and whenever Juan is ready, we are ready for you. Okay.
What were you wearing in looking for Bruce when you killed someone with a credit card? Because maybe that can be another month for Mikey. Also,
there's movies and TV.
It was a trench coat. It was one of those long,
was under
tall
it,
trench coats.
Killed someone with.
Well,
a
you know what?
Card.
He could do a trench coat and a Speedo look. That could be kind of interesting.
Wow, and the credit card.
Wow.
Yeah,
I like
right?
This.
Mike, trench coat, cowboy boots, Speedo.
Is this because is this from the movie or this is just like fantasies of yours, Nitro?
This is from my dreams.
Fantasy
last
of
night.
Mine. This is fantasy of mine.
Think about it, Mike, right? And right for that, you could have like maybe like some dueling pistols, you know, a little smoke in the background.
Dueling credit cards.
Yeah,
credit cards.
Yes, dueling credit cards that you kill people with.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Take my wife's
little mullet on with a little fake ponytail behind you.
Okay. This is all
Nitro.
Coming together.
Nitro, between friends here, have you ever been intimate in one of the outfits, gladiator outfits? Just between friends.
I've been intimate with another
intimate
person.
Moments. Well, yeah, you know, you walked into the bedroom with the gladiator outfit on. Next thing you know, they send you a Hummer. Don't answer.
A Schwarzenegger
that's
Hummer.
Funny.
Nitro, that's we want. I am being that dead serious. Funny. If you were up for this next year, Billy, myself, and Mikey A would like to try to put together a fantasy football show with you. Okay.
Wow.
Let's do it. I'm not giving out too much advice because I haven't won the league yet.
That's okay.
I can only
whatever advice you have to give out. We'll just take it from Mike Wright. We'll hand it to you, and you just give it out to the listeners. Okay.
There you go. I'm open.
Yes.
I'm open for it. Sounds fun. Sounds
that'd
fun.
Be great.
So, but the next time we'll collaborate is on the outfits.
Yes. The outfits and Juan.
Yeah, on outfits.
Wait.
Yeah, I'll get Juan. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. We'll have Laura schedule, and I'm going to send you through Laura. I'll send you a clip of that credit card thing.
Ooh, yes. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Yeah, see, it'd be good fun.
Did you have a good New Year, Nitro?
Low key.
Good.
Just stayed in. I was in Cabo for about a week before with Mrs. and the stepson who's 12, which is fantastic. Then we just You know, it's gotten to the, we've got a 12-year-old here. We got to the age where, you know, we watched the, it used to be we watched the Nashville feed. Now it's gone to the New York feed at 9 o'clock. We watch it here in California.
Got it.
In bed by 10.
All right, good. It's the best. That's the best kind of New Year's right there, my man.
Right? Yes. Right? I value sleep.
Yes.
All right,
Dan Nitro Clark, we appreciate you taking us on this journey through your first fantasy football season. We really do. It was so much fun, and we'll do it again next year with a show. So, but before we do that, next week, outfits and one, okay?
Look forward to it, gentlemen.
Anything you'd like to promote on the way out, sir?
I am so good. I'm just happy to be here with you guys, and happy, looking forward to a great new year.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't? The great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
How do we meet these people, Stu Gatz?
I don't. It's a great question, Billy. It really is. And by these people, who are you talking about? K Funk, Nitro.
I mean, like, yeah, like we I think we're friendly Mojo. With Nitro. Yeah, we're friendly with Nitro, Mojo, two of the Gronkowskis, Jabba Chamberlain, K Funk, Carl Douglas,
Share Bear,
Share Bear.
We have a weird group of friends, man.
We do, but I love them.
I love all of them.
Captain Lee. I feel bad about Captain Lee because and shame on me. I really believed when you promised him that you were going to make an effort to get him into that fishing tournament that you actually had contacts that could get him in. And I actually believed it.
Right.
And that's part of why I haven't followed up with let's get him back on again, because I don't want to break his heart, because you told him like, I could get you into that thing. And he was, man, I loved Captain Lee when he was on, but I don't want him to be mad at us.
He was so good, but I do have a contact. The contact is actually Jimmy Johnson. I'm just afraid to call him.
Like... Well, it was in December, so we missed it. We missed the boat literally on that one.
All right, let's try to get him. We missed the boat. Let's try to get him on. Let's try to get him in the tournament next year. I promise you, I will make efforts, Billy. Don't fall for it again. I'm not going.
Okay. Well, you know, but that's the thing is, like, I just did believe it for a second there.
The second time around?
Yeah, you didn't even finish the sentence where you're like, don't believe me. I'm not going to do it.
This is what I will do. I'm not going to say that Jimmy's going to say yes or agree to do it. I am going to call Jimmy. I'm going to ask him. Here's the key to calling Jimmy. If you can get through, if you're still on the phone 5 seconds after he picks up, then you're having a conversation, okay? It means he didn't hang up on you.
Yeah.
It means he's in a pretty good mood, okay? Now, Jimmy's been great to us. He's been great to our show over the years. He and Dan have a great relationship. He's been great to us. But you have to get through those first 5 seconds. Occasionally, you'll call Jimmy, and he'll just hang up. He doesn't want to deal with it. He's fishing. He doesn't want to deal. If I get through 5 seconds, I will ask him if he knows, if he's aware of who Captain Lee is, which I'm assuming he probably does, being the fisherman that he is. Mm-hmm. And I will ask him, will you come on with Captain Lee?
Now we're asking for a lot.
No, and then we can try to mend them together from there. Is that fair? I'm telling you, I'll do it right in front of you.
You want to okay, so you want to get Jimmy Johnson on as a guest with Captain Lee and then try to massage in there an invite to the fishing tournament.
What I want to do is get past through the first 5 seconds without him hanging out. If he does, Jimmy, are you familiar with Captain Lee? If he says yes, I'm going to say, would you mind? He's a huge fan of yours.
Mm-hmm.
He would love to take you out on the boat to go fishing. He wants to be in the fishing tournament. Would you mind coming on and doing an interview with us and Captain Lee? And see what he says.
I can't help but notice how Stu somehow turned this into content for him.
I was going to say, I think that it's much easier just, you know, Captain Lee, he'd love to be in your fishing tournament any way we can get him in. You know what I mean?
I'll just ask Jimmy, you're saying.
Yeah, or just
well, what
like,
good is that? I mean,
well, you do a nice thing for someone else. I feel like, Stu, and don't take this the wrong way.
I
feel like we're headed down the path in your life where you want to start building some good karma. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to start, not that this is the end or anything, but like, you want to start banking some good karma to maybe even out the bad karma that probably exists in your past, you know?
Right. Start doing good deeds by people is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Do right by people just for not so that they come on the show. Like, don't do the good deed as
just
a guest.
Just do it out of
the
kindness of my heart.
Exactly. Yeah. Gain some positivity points, you know?
Okay. Because I'm running out of time. Right. You want me to solidify and guarantee a spot in heaven is what you're trying to say.
I don't know that we can, but let's try to make an effort, you know? Like, let's just try to start moving in that direction, you know?
Yeah. How do I do that? So,
because, like, well, here's an example. You have a 74-year-old man come on and sit with you for 30 minutes. A foul-mouthed man, I will say.
We promoted his show. Yep.
We did promote his one-man show and his podcast.
I also allowed him to adjust the lines wherever he wanted to. I mean...
Yeah, but I don't know that God takes that into account.
Okay, fair.
I don't know.
Fair.
I don't know that adjusting gambling lines
falls
into the good category. You know what I mean?
So this man gave us 30 to 45 minutes of his time. One of the best episodes we've ever done. The audience absolutely loved him. And you're saying, hey, just do this out of the kindness of your heart for a guy who gave us 45 minutes.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in the balance of things, lying to an old man versus telling the truth and doing a nice thing, you would set the balance off slightly towards the this wasn't a good thing side. You know what I mean? Where you just misled an old man.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally fair. Okay. So,
if you then go through with making the ask, then I feel like it's back to even Steven if the answer is no, because like you tried, right? And maybe even more favorable towards nice because you went out and you tried. And then if you get him in, it's like, way off balance in the positive, you know?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm increasing my odds of getting to heaven by a lot, you're saying.
Yeah. I don't want to stray too far
away.
But
Billy, what you're doing to me is asking me to do what I maintain is the most dangerous thing in sports media, which is call Jimmy Johnson directly. And it's not to ask him to do me a favor. It's for me to ask him to do Captain Lee a favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Let's not stray too far away from this episode because we've gotten kind of bogged down on this Captain Lee situation.
Yes, we have.
Mikey, how are you going to fit into one of Nitro's singlets?
I don't imagine I'm going to fit into it. I imagine it's going to be on me in some way. That's, yeah.
Ooh, how about this? I have an idea. How about this? You have the singlet, right? And then you almost, and I'm going to stand up for this, so this isn't going to be helpful for the podcast audience, but you almost like it's one of maybe you're nude or in you know a series of low clothing, and then you kind of have it tossed over your shoulder on your finger, covering your hindquarters. You know what I mean? And then maybe
I get what you're saying.
Like this, and then
I get what you're saying, and the singlet is covering up the like I'm headed to the showers.
After I just
American Gladiator'd.
Will love that.
Walked to the back of his room, I actually imagined you in the Chris Sims jersey. You should do that too. Yes.
Wow, you want the Sims jersey?
I think you should do like a Sims outfit, a Juju outfit, a Share Bear outfit, a Nitro outfit, a Captain Lee outfit. How about that?
See,
what is a Share Bear outfit?
shorts and a t-shirt.
Pickleball type situation. Here's the thing though, Stu. We're getting back to you're making this punishment of Mikey and his personal league about the show and show content. So the balance is slightly.
I just asked Juan to come on the show.
I didn't know why we did that. I don't know who Juan is. I don't know why they call him Juanold, but I don't know what he's going to add to the proceedings other than it's Nitro's friend named Juan. I don't really understand why we agreed to that, but okay. And
who knows
not just
what Juanold leads to.
Not just agreed to it, but it seems as though we're working around his schedule for some reason. He's like, I don't think I could turn around Juan in 1 week. It's gonna probably
Juan's not ready.
Okay, sure, Nitro, whatever you say. I don't know. I'm not sure what we're gonna talk to him about. We talked to you about fantasy football, and that's done. Now we're gonna bring on your friend from the league. We don't even know who he is. But
he's the Juan. He's gonna work out a comedy set on us. That's all. I mean, what it could be gold. It could be terrible. I mean,
could be gold.
Could
be gold.
Hey, a guy who calls himself the Wanald, it's got potential.
You know what it has potential for? Our second K-Funk. Like we will have two of them in our lives.
It'd be great if the Wanald ended up in the room Zoom segment with K-Funk.
Yeah. That's going to be next year's pick. We're going to lose Gordy. We're going to lose Sherbert. It's going to be Wanald, and it's going to be K-Funk.
Gronkowski.
And Carl's, yeah, it'll be Glenn. And Carl will still be there because Carl wants to make picks no matter what.
There are two staples that are never leaving. Carl Douglas is one of them. He takes it more seriously than anyone. And K-Funk, he will never leave. Not that we want him to, but we're in for life with K-Funk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Wanald, hopefully.
And the Wanalds. I don't know about hopefully, but it seems like we're committed to that.
Mikey, hey, am I wrong? What's the downside of the Wanald coming on and working out a comedy set on us?
There's absolutely no downside. There's absolutely no downside. That. The worst thing that happens is we don't air it.
That's the upside, I would say, is we have control over it airing.
Do you think Nitro already reached out to the Wanald?
He was doing it while he was talking. Hey, get your stuff ready. I got you a spot.
The best. Oh, God. I tell you, if Nitro and Brock Purdy ever cross paths, that will be the end of Brock and Purdy or Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Stupidity,
Billy. Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.